From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 4, 2013. Recent hailstorms in the northern plains were the final straw for much of the wheat there, but many areas still have the chance to make decent yields. Monday, I talked to Dr. Travis Miller, AgriLife Extension Agronomist and Texas A&M at University Soil and Crop Sciences Associate Department Head.
We've had a lot of challenges in the wheat crop this year. We've had drought, which has probably had more impact than anything else. And then on top of drought, we've had freeze injury. There were six recorded freeze events between March 25th and May the 3rd in the Texas Panhandle. Eastern side of the state had two or three freeze events, but the nail in the coffin on a bunch of it was the hail storms. I think there's been two different hail storms go across the northern plains here in the last week, and it's caused a lot of injury to wheat that might have survived the freeze.
Where is there wheat left?
Oh, there's some good wheat up in North Texas. Hillsboro and North has got some pretty good wheat. A lot of that wheat had a real spotty germination because it had extremely dry October and November. Much of that wheat didn't come up till January. But to me, it looks like it's going to make a pretty good crop.
And South Texas?
Well, much of South Texas was very droughty. In other words, that's true of much of the rolling plains and southwest Texas. They'll have some wheat, but very light crop because of the drought.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.